what?
Big ass ham.
Big ass ham?
Pataki.
Pataki.
These are words that are sound sexual when spoken by Barry White.
Pataki?
Pataki.
Disagree.
I can make
disagree sound sexy.
Disagree.
Disagree.
No, that was more threatening. That was more like Darth Sith anger.
Welcome to One Beer, One Song.
Episode.
We're making it work. All right, you guys, we're making it work. You would think that it's been like a month.
Something.
Thanks to what is typically the case, which is my work travel schedule, and then I actually had some leisure travel in there as well. You would think we would come back all rested and fresh and
so tired.
Could not be further from the truth.
You're recovering from a cold.
I'm on the backside of a crazy cold virus.
I abused my body last night.
Russ was out late last night. He might still be out, actually.
Oh, excuse me.
So we are going to do this, and if I break into a phlegmy coughing fit, I will try to get far from the mic, and I apologize in advance.
You know, you could just hit the space bar.
That's true. So this is an episode of our podcast where, of course, we underappreciate and misrepresent a beer and or a song, sometimes multiple beers, sometimes multiple songs, never know, just pissing and moaning about life and the fact that we have to keep doing this.
Ricky Gervais in his recent special said he wakes up every morning going, oh, God, I'm still here. And that's how I felt this morning.
Yep.
Make it end already.
So speaking of a beer, why don't we do that?
Okay. Stretchy.
You can stretch first.
Sorry. Last night, me and friends, but not Tony, went to Monday Night Brewing's newest location.
The Garage.
You been?
I have not been yet.
Okay, so shut up. And it was awesome. Like, I'm not fluffing them to suck up. It was great. The one part that you can improve on is you have to walk down a gravel path to get there from the parking lot. Like, parking lot ends. Then there's gravel and dirt. And then you...
What, do you want a goddamn escalator?
Just paved would be fine.
I'm just paved.
There's women in high heels. There was a wedding reception going on at the same time. You think those women liked walking through gravel?
It's true, yeah.
Pardon me. And it's a beautiful, gorgeous Monday night feeling facility.
Lots of ties?
No ties.
Huh.
No ties. There's a wall of art. There's a wall of signatures. There's a streamlined trailer.
Strailer, yep. That's in.
It streamlined trailer in the middle of it. Random
chairs.
Wait.
You mean one of those silver?
Yeah.
It's called an Airstream.
Airstream trailer.
Airstrailer.
Okay. Beautiful concrete poured bars. You could look into their open fermentation vat, which was empty when I saw it. Mm. But there it is. And it's got a neon sign above it. It just,
so what you're
great.
Saying is that is a vessel in which you would be comfortable recording inside of?
Yes. I would record in that vessel. Yes. This is compromise. This is how marriage works.
Excellent.
But everything was great. The staff, there was one gentleman who wore a red shirt, black lettering, said Georgia beer. And I couldn't tell if it was a UGA beer t-shirt or just Georgia beer.
Why not both?
But he had a meticulously groomed beard. Mm-hmm. It was all probably exactly 2 inches all the way around. Really neatly combed. And at one point I just had to tell him, I said, people here are talking about your beard. He goes, it makes me really happy.
I spent 6 hours on it this morning.
I mean, it was a fine looking beard. Yeah. If I could have a beard that looked like that, I would grow a beard like that. There was a delightful woman pouring beers named Kat. She was delightful and funny. But the beers are just off the chart good. And my newest favorite beer is Tears of My Enemies.
While I was purchasing the beer that we're about to drink earlier today,
yes,
the woman who was checking me out at Swab, the world's greatest liquor store, she was like, I love this place. We just went there last week. And then she hollered over at the other cashier and was like, what was that beer that we had that was so good? And she was like, Tears of My Enemies.
It is by God good.
So today we're drinking Tears of My Enemies, right?
No, because you went to Swab and didn't buy it.
They didn't have it.
Well, I should have picked up a bottle last night. We're drinking Family Reunion, a Saison aged in white wine barrels. And then in smaller font, ale aged in white wine barrels and fermented with Brettomyces. Blend number one.
Really, Brettomyces?
And this is a gorgeous...
you say Brettanomyces, please?
Brettomyces?
Yeah. you're knocking it out of the park
here. They got a watercolor art on the front that's people gathered around a table. It's like Alice in Wonderland.
The label art on the Garage series is really top-notch. I love it.
It reminds me of the Mad Hatter scene from Alice in Wonderland. People gathered around a very festive table, but it's not Alice in Wonderland. But it looks like to be all rabbits.
Wonderhand.
Including a rabbit with antlers mounted on the wall. That's kind of creepy.
That's kind of weird, yeah.
Kind of having your grandmother mounted and stuffed. But beautiful, and it's a textured label too. It has feelings. You can feel things on it.
Are you sure that's not because we soaked it in ice
water? Oh, that's because you ruined it. Right.
There's a paragraph about it on the website. Should I read it?
Okay.
I'm not going to read it. It's a saison. They put it in white wine barrels with, as Russ says, Brettanomyces. Pair this one with sharp cheeses, oysters, and a big gathering of your loved ones.
It is a very clear beer, kind of a golden color to it with an extremely bright white head.
Yeah, it is.
You don't see color.
No, I just see the wrong color. I'm color ambiguous.
Smelling. It smells like a sour.
I mean, it's not a sour beer just because it's got Brettanomyces in it.
But it smells sour.
Sure. Okay.
What do you smell?
I'm not arguing with you. I don't smell anything because I have a cold.
Oh, this is going to be great.
I can smell the bread for sure.
Oh, man. That's so good.
That is good.
There's a subtle undertone of sweet, but
it has that sort of, they didn't say what type of white wine, but it has that, sort of Chardonnay richness in there.
Yeah, agreed. No butteriness. No Chardonnay buttery.
No, it's like headed toward butteriness, but it doesn't get there.
No, I would agree. So Monday night, I'm just, as I said before, awards are bullshit, but if I was going to give out an award to the best brewery in Georgia for 2017, it would be Monday night. Second location, rebranding of all the, and moving to cans.
They really are kicking ass right now, for sure.
And everything they put out is at a crushable price point.
Right.
Like, I don't have to think twice about picking up. You look at a bottle of Stone on the thing, you're like, 12? But you could look at Monday night and be like, oh, $7-$8 for a six-pack? Cool. It just makes sense.
Yep.
I enjoy supporting them. Good people making great beer.
What size bottle? Is this a 375? Is that what that is?
It's a blend number one.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay.
It was brewed in 2018.
Okay. It has a punt in the bottom. A punt in the bottom.
It's
got a butthole.
Yeah.
It doesn't say how big this bottle is.
Look over the barcode.
500 milliliters.
Oh, 500.
500. By midnight. The longest serving travel podcast, by the way.
That's right. We've actually recorded at their original or the main brewery.
Okay. I was talking about 500 by midnight, a podcast, and you jumped to, we recorded there. I'm like, we haven't recorded with Tim and Michelle.
I don't know that. Yeah.
We recorded at the original garage, our original Monday Night Brewing location before they opened. We saw the construction.
That's true. Yeah. That was a long time ago.
Look, I'm in rough shape
today.
And
we recorded standing in a circle, and I was just held the handheld recorder in between us in the middle. Like, those were the days.
God.
Just riffing out there.
So we need to do a song, but, tease alert. We have some Facebook questions that came in that we need to answer, and we're going to get to those, but first we're going to do a song. What song are we going to do?
I don't actually know. You sent me one in email. Are we going to do that one for this, or, we going to do that other story from this week, the news story?
Roseanne getting canceled?
No. The unfortunate accident where the gentleman perished
on an escalator,
and the band has a very well. Now that we kind of have to do that.
We do. We do cover all band deaths related from transportation.
Not really, but
well, there was a guy who walked into the open elevator shaft.
Walked into an open elevator shaft.
Remember, it was an Athens band.
Oh, you're talking about Jerry Fuchs. He did not walk in. His elevator got stuck between floors, and he attempted to. They got the doors open and they tried to jump out. And during the jump out, his sweatshirt got caught and he got swung back under the elevator and fell 5 stories. He's a phenomenal drummer and very inspiring drummer to me. So keep your jokes to yourself.
No, I can't. So so I think we should do this news story that happened, but let's not use the name of the band The name of the band is offensive. In fact, it does relate to News of the Week, though. It's in the band's name is what Samantha Bee called Ivanka Trump.
I mean, you've got to say it. That's I'm going to play this music for you and you're really going to like it. But it's a band out of Massachusetts, and they were called Anal Cunt.
We're not making this up.
Also known as AXCX is how they are sometimes referred to.
And their lead singer died tragically.
Guitarist.
In an escalator accident.
I don't know where so they're talking like as in terms of like how the actual death happened, and I'm clicking through, I can't remember the article that I read that had the actual details, but there were reports of him, like, it sounded like he was mentally disturbed and was like screwing around on the top of an escalator.
Well, you got to bring it down.
And like, here we go. According to a police report, the 45-year-old was reportedly, his name was Josh Martin, clowning around and riding the rail of the escalator before he fell backwards off an escalator in Providence, Rhode Island. He fell one whole floor and suffered a fatal injury after hitting his head on the table in a food court.
You know, when you talk about it, it sounds sad.
It is sad.
I was smiling through all of this until you read the police report.
Well,
sad.
You just wait until you hear the music. We're going to do a cover. First, most of their songs are just a few seconds long.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to regret sending this email to you.
You're in for it, buddy. Let's see. So, we're going to take a break real quick. It's going to be about 1 second long, and then we're going to come back and I'll intro the song. Okay. We figured it out. We are going to listen to a cover song. This is from their 1994 album, Everyone Should Be Killed. And you know the song, it's a cover of EMF's Unbelievable.
You remember that song? Oh, yeah. You're unbelievable.
Exactly. So here is Anal Cunt covering EMF's Unbelievable.
That was it.
You want more?
That's not what I asked.
That was the entire song. Yes. It was about 42 seconds long.
I'm laughing at the absurdity.
What did you really expect though when you forwarded me the
I didn't even
article?
Read it. A buddy on Twitter who goes by the handle Vagina, he tweeted it twice, just because I think the headline was so absurd to begin with. Mm-hmm. And so it was literally a cop-paste headline and then link to the article. And then he retweeted himself like 8 hours later, like, no one's engaging with this. Are you kidding me? And then I was like, I'm just going to send this to Tony and we'll see what happens. I just enjoy the headline. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, there's a saying that people like people dressed up as old people falling down the stairs.
People dressed as old people falling down? Okay.
Comedians like actual people, old people falling down the stairs.
Got it.
That's where this lies with me. Okay. It's the absurdity of a band named Anal Cunt. And then the guy dies on an escalator. It's just funny to me. And that absolutely matches his tragic story.
It is tragic. And if they say he was, I mean, I mentioned that it sounded like he was disturbed. It also, the authorities made it sound like he was just clowning around. So maybe there is no history of mental illness or no one will know or whatever. But yeah, it should not surprise you that I'm familiar with this band and their...
Wait, you had heard of them before I sent this to you?
Absolutely. my buddy Mike is a huge record collector. He's got a few thousand records.
He's a huge fan of Anal Cunt.
He had multiple Anal Cunt LPs when we were in Athens. And so we used to...
I have not sworn on this episode. I have not used profanity. I have used a proper noun.
But?
No, that's it. Okay. It just brings me so much joy to legitimately use these words.
Let's say that. Say legitimately again, please. But yeah, my buddy Mike has several Anal Cut LPs, and I had actually heard Unbelievable in the 90s. So I've got 20 plus years familiarity with this band. So
I'm so sorry for your loss. I didn't realize it was going to cut so deep. The headline made me giggle. Last week, I announced on Twitter that we were going to be recording today, and I said, send us your questions about your relationships, emotions, food, whatever. And if you want to know what it's like to be in a relationship with Tony and sharing this podcast, if this gets 10 retweets, I will post a interpretive dance of explaining our relationship. I am now an official sports line better maker, mm-hmm. because I set the bar at 10 and it got 8. So house wins.
Sorry, everyone.
But I did give some thought of what had to be included in that interpretive dance. On Facebook, thank you to people who engaged with us. Tony posted yesterday, we're going to record, so send us any questions you have about home maintenance, financial planning, relationships, career advice, or chicken wings.
And you guys have questions about chicken wings.
You guys have questions about a lot of things. Let's start with the chicken wings.
Okay.
Chris Barber, Russ eats chicken wings? Yes, I do. What kind? Chicken wings. I will tell you that my preferred order of chicken wings is all flats extra crispy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's reasons for this. It's not a technical eating. It's they have a more consistent doneness.
Okay.
If you get a drumstick, sometimes the drumstick can be a hair undercooked, and that's not good eats. Ooh, sorry, Alton Brown.
You are Alton Brown, by the way, but I think everyone realizes that.
So the best chicken wings I've ever had, and I will die on this hill, is at Stem, a wine bar, tapas, small plates kind of thing in East Cobb and Merchants Walk. Hands down, the best chicken wings I've ever had. I don't even get them all flats there. They come out amazing, and I still need to take you there.
Well, I've had them there with you.
Oh,
it was late night, but one of the neat, those are the ones that they sever the ankle or whatever. And so the meat,
they lollipop it. They French the bone. Actually.
In that case, the getting the drumstick is preferred then, right? Cause you can't lollipop a flat.
No. And the technique is Frenching the bone. Now we had other questions regarding where's like regular wings that we enjoy. Okay.
Well, we can just go through these. So that was from Chris was asking you about your, what kind?
Yeah.
And just to go on the record and say the fact that your favorite wings are at a tapas place in the suburbs is very on brand for you.
John writes, what's the best deal on wings in the city? Not best per se, but maybe an all you can eat, like a 2-for-1. Okay.
That's got to be somewhere like Wing Street or something where like, or buy a large pizza and get 1,000 wings for $4.99.
Right. But those wings aren't good. I will tell you that I've eaten the wings that come from Little Caesars.
Oh yeah,
amazingly tender.
Okay,
oversauced, but amazingly tender.
They just fry them in MSG then instead of oil.
I don't inject it into my veins. But we both enjoy a place in Midtown called The Local that smokes their wings. Fantastic. Yeah. They used to be a secret, and now they're not. So now they're on the menu. Your standard Wild Wing Cafe is a suitable, fine, standard American wing experience.
Wild Wing Cafe is a good place to go if you're in a group and you want to get a bunch of wings.
Right. Because
they have like, get 50 wings for the table, no, and you can split them up and everything. So that's a good volume play.
Pete says, I had El Jefe yesterday, one of the most stupid decisions I've ever made. I don't know why you're so mad about Jeff or why you're eating Jeff, but yeah, I would agree with cannibalism is not good.
I can explain this one. So El Jefe is a flavor. Pete lives in Oregon.
Hi, Pete.
El Jefe is a flavor of wing at a restaurant called Fire on the Mountain. Fire on the Mountain is a very good wingery. They have, you would actually love this, and you need to go. There's one in Denver as well. So if you make it as far as Denver, you should go check it out. When you order at the counter and they bring your stuff to you, while you're at the counter, they have each of the 9 or 12 sauces out and a jar with celery in it.
So no.
You can sample each sauce and then order. And it's only single dips with each piece of celery. So right there, you can be like, oh, yeah, that's the one I want. You get to taste the sauce first.
Genius. I'm horny with awesomeness.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Russ just became unhungover.
Like, oh my God, I'm alive. Everything's great.
But El Jefe, I've not had them, but if you Google El Jefe wings, you'll see a lot of videos for like El Jefe challenge. Like they're super spicy.
Oh, okay. So that's why it's the stupid decisions he's made.
Right.
Okay. Grilled or fried rings from Morgan? That's a debate for the ages.
The answer to this one is easy. And that is both. And not only both, but also any other like cooking method available, all of the cooking methods in each batch of wings. So like, let's say you take your wings, sous vide them at 101 degrees for a year, and then pull them out and lay them between two briskets, and then smoke them for 48 hours, and then take them out of there and maybe put them in the cooler for a couple days, and then get them out and fry them for a little while, and then you know, once they're fried and crispy, then you know, put them on the grill to get a little char on the outside, and then maybe hit them with a brûlée torch before they go out to the table, and like all of that. Whatever additional cooking methods you can add only make the wings better. So the answer is both and anything else that's available.
It's a debate for the ages. I've had grilled wings that were very good. I've had fried wings that were very good. I think smoked is probably my favorite.
Smoked is,
the meat, you tap it, it falls off the bone.
It's hard to beat the wings at the local.
It is.
On Ponce de Leon in Atlanta. It's fantastic.
And then Albert Patera?
Mm-hmm.
Pataki. Writes sports grill question mark.
Right. So Albert lives in Miami and sports grill.
How do you know everybody?
Because this is Facebook is a social network. And so people are connected
with a name like Albert. I automatically assume he was in Miami.
Oh, you know what? Albert does not live in Miami. He used to live in Miami. Now he lives in Austin. But sports grill is a place in Miami. It is a sports bar and they do grilled wings where they fry them and then grill them, or you can get them any number of different ways. But we were there back when we all, and Morgan, the question above him, we all used to work at the same company. We were there at Sports Grill one spring. I think we were there for the NFL draft. And we just ordered a whole wheelbarrow full of wings, but they got them.
There's sounds this, like too much.
This special way. I can't remember if it's Sports Grill style or whatever. And I've even texted, I've actually been at Sports Grill without Albert, and I've texted him and been like, what the hell am I supposed to order? And he always tells me, and then I can't remember anymore. But the combination, the way that they were prepared, it was some of the best wings I've ever had. They were really, really good. Just like crunchy and substantial, but also very tender, and the meat separated from the bone with appropriateness. And
we have another thing that separates us, is our approach to eating wings. I use one hand only, my left hand. So it keeps my right hand clean for the beer or anything else I will need to touch. Mm-hmm. You are the opposite of that. You are a caveman. You use both hands on the tiny little chicken wing and you go fucking after it.
Listen,
oh, I blew it. Sorry.
They wouldn't make them dripping in sauce if you weren't supposed to get some of it in your hair. Okay.
Is that why no.
Again, eating wings like a butler is very on brand for you.
I'm efficient because I don't want to have to like comb shit out of my hair later.
Comb? Above the neck?
Well, yeah, sometimes.
Which actually, if we go back up to Chris's question about you, then he also says, what is the blue stuff they put combs in when you get your hair cut? Would either of you know? Oh, I will have Chris know that I got my hair cut last week. And that stuff in the jar, it said like all these different sides, CIDE, so like viricide and fungicide.
Sounds like it's killing stuff.
And I'm pretty sure it's like mostly water and they put a tablespoon of some horrible poison in there, but you know what?
So joke's on you.
You almost, like, do you ever hear of like lice or any other sort of bacteria or anything like breaking out at a barbershop or a hairstylist? Like,
no.
You never hear of,
no.
We had to close that barbershop because, you know, all these people like
there was mold
hospital.
In the ice,
right? No.
Right.
You know. So whatever stuff is, I don't care. We should probably use it in more places in life. Like it should be the new Febreze, just like
or the new spermicide.
Put barbicide on it, like you know whatever. Oh,
And then this last comment thread. It sounds like there's some relationship advice we need to help out here. Andrew starts it by saying, "My girlfriend has never seen The Godfather. Why am I still with her?" And his girlfriend saw this and applied.
We're assuming that they are together, right?
I mean, oh, no. I did my research. Oh,
okay.
She responded with the emoji of a flat face, like a non-smiling, non-frowning, just straight line mouth. So let's start with Andrew. I have to tell you, as a 42-year-old male, I did not see The Godfather for the first time until I was 41 years old. And it was quite good. I mean, it's a hair slow and plot development takes forever and the character's a little thin, but you know, it's a fantastic movie.
Character's a little thin.
So I don't think you should judge a significant other based on a movie she has or has not seen.
Here's my position. Movies are dumb. Like
wrong.
I don't know that I've ever sat down and watched the entire Godfather, but it's part of the cultural narrative. And like, so everybody knows the, Leave the gun. Everyone has their Marlon Brando impersonation. And
what's yours?
Hey, buddy, you're still hungover for it. You're so bald and stupid.
That's awful. Marlon Brando would never say those things.
But like, yeah, people have such strong feelings about The Godfather, or even better, The Godfather 2, the greatest movie of all time.
Right, and how it's the sequel that's better than the original.
And I'm like, okay, calm down. Like, have strong feelings about other stuff. Like, if you're going to have strong feelings about a movie, have strong feelings about Super Troopers, the actual greatest movie ever made.
Have you seen the sequel?
I knew you were going to say that, and I have not. But I've heard it's amazing. Have you seen it?
I also don't think the first one's the greatest movie ever made.
Oh,
so.
My God.
So Lauren replies later, my boyfriend won't stop saying skirt.
So SK,
why am I still with him?
SKRRRRT, which I typed it into the search bar and it was one of these suggested autocompletes. I can't tell if it's, you're supposed to say skirt or if it's actually like skrrt. Because we found some videos where that's how the gentleman in the videos were pronouncing it. Either way, as a person in a relationship who enjoys trolling his significant other with just like repetitive, random verbalizations, I'm on board.
I am not. Lauren, dump his ass.
So I'm team Lauren on the movie, and then I'm team Andrew on the scrat.
I'm team Lauren on the scrat. Godfather, it's not a basis for a relationship. So again, send us questions. We'll solve your problems for you. Was there anything else on the to-do list?
You answer everything on Twitter already?
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're listening and you want to tell us stuff to talk about, just hit us on Facebook or Twitter. Because obviously we'll talk about it. I haven't checked iTunes in a while. I'll go look at that. Talk about some stuff while I pull up iTunes.
So Monday Night Brewing, thank you. Man, the lacing on this is amazing. It looks like a xenomorph had sex with another xenomorph.
You're not even trying. You're just.
Well, look at that.
Stringing words together.
Look at that. Xenomorph.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay. See.
It looks like a rainstorm in the distance.
Shut up. Stop seeing art. Monday Night making great beers at great price points and fun places to drink at them. So thank you so much. The song obviously was a giant cluster. Oh, look, I made a doggy in the lacing.
It was actually a very small cluster. It was only 42 seconds of a cluster.
Look, it's a doggy in the lacing.
Oh, I see that. It looks like a poodle.
How much is the poodle in the lacing? Ruff, ruff.
I'm almost got it.
It turns out that Lauren and Andrew both work at Truck and Tap in Alpharetta, so I'll be visiting soon.
Oh, they both worked there?
Yeah.
Cool.
And I'd like to apologize in advance.
Let's see.
You say talk to fill time when I throw it
I
back
can't
to
remember.
You,
like, so I've got iTunes pulled up now, and I can't remember the last time we recorded. I know it's been a long time. There's a from April 8th. From
of this year?
Yeah. From iTunes user Aunetj, A-U-N-E-T-J. I finally realized what I've been missing in my life while Russ and Tony were off the air. One, hearing about someone else's constant home repair problems. Two, Russ's terrible taste in music.
What?
Russ? Yeah!
No!
And three, recommendations for beer that I will never be able to try. I don't... Maybe this person doesn't live...
Maybe this person's fake.
Or they're in somewhere, I don't know. Welcome back, for now, in parentheses.
Oh, my God.
They know us so well.
That's some hard trolling. Nicely done. How many stars?
Five.
Good, good, good.
And then from Shaffy79, that one was from April 8th. And then on April 10th, Shaffy79 wrote, particularly when Tony picks from the board of songs.
Die in a fire.
Well, there is a little bit of a... incorrection there is that I wrote the board of songs and then I make Russ pick from the board of songs. If I picked from the board of songs, you know, we wouldn't be able to handle all the popularity and money raining in. And then it finishes it with also a wealth of plumbing info of late. No, you know what? I'm proud to say no plumbing updates, which I probably shouldn't say out loud because then sewage will come raining down on us. Like actually that right there, Russ, is the sewer pipe. So if it breaks, we will be in a bad way.
Your shit is right there.
Right there.
That's
right
your
there.
Shit.
Feet from our heads. Probably should get some ceiling tiles in here.
Bye.
Bye.